This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about an upcoming concert with the Lenawee Community Chorus. And to tell us more about it, Brad Pearson is with us, the Artistic Director and Conductor of the Lenawee Community Chorus. Brad, welcome back into the program.
Hey, thanks, Dale. Glad to be back. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Thanks so much. Another great concert coming up with the Lenawee Community Chorus. Before we get into that, let's just refresh everybody's memory about what the Lenawee Community Chorus and who comprises the chorus.
Yeah, the Lenawee Community Chorus is pretty much anybody who would like to sing in the area. It is a wonderfully diverse and eclectic group of people, people that do all kinds of different things, students, retirees, everybody in between. Just a great group of people. It's open to anybody who would like to come and sing with us on Wednesday nights. And it's just a great, fun group of people.
So when you get together on Wednesday nights, that's done where?
Yeah, that's a great question. We are at Father John Chapel, I think is the name. You know, I show up there every week, and I don't even remember what the dang building is called. But we are Wednesday nights, 7 to 9 o'clock. We're going to resume on January 15th, I believe, for the next season. So if anybody wants to sing in the spring. But the best way to get all that information, of course, is to visit our website, which is just lenaweechorus.org. We've got an updated website, and all that information is there, ways to join, and points of contact for the choir.
Excellent, excellent. All right, that's lenaweecommunitychorus.org?
Just Lenawee Chorus.
Lenawee Chorus, all right.
Correct, yep.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming concert, and it's called Winter Winds Holiday Concert. My goodness, this is going to be coming up when and where then, Brad?
Yep, yeah, so the concert is on Sunday, January 15th at 3 p.m., that'll be at Herrick's Chapel at Adrian College, and we're just really excited. You know, we just had a rehearsal last night. I'm talking to you here on December 5th, so we had a rehearsal last night. We've got a couple more and just could not be any more excited about the music that we're going to present to the audience at the concert.
Well, tell us about that, because you've come up with a very interesting program again for this year, Brad.
Yeah, so our theme is, again, Winter Winds, and I was programming for this concert, I always start from one or two pieces, and both pieces that I kind of had in mind were about wind and cold, and I started thinking about the idea of winds and what the wind can carry with it, and the idea that as we get into winter, we have cold, right? We experienced this last night. I had some snow squalls come through.
And yeah.
Think about the cold wind of winter and sort of what that brings to mind, the images that conjures of sort of desolation or isolation, this sort of bitter cold, and what that looks like, what the winds bringing in that first snow of the season. And sometimes that can lead to a tough time of year for people, right? It might lead to sorrow or depression, that sort of isolation of winter that we feel. But we also talk about the winds of hope and the winds of change.
Mm.
And so we have a section that then leads us away from the sorrowful desolation of winter into that kind of hope that the winter season and the holiday season in particular brings for a lot of people. And then we end with this idea of joy, the winds of joy, as change has swept through. And what that can bring. So it's really this sort of idea of the way that we move through the season and that as sort of a reflection on life and this idea of change and what the winds might carry. So we have a wide variety of music, some holiday music, some just winter music that sort of reflects on those themes.
Yeah, you go pretty much from the traditional to the popular songs, too.
Yeah, we do. We have a little of both. So if you're you like a traditional sort of holiday concert, we are going to finish with the Holiday Chorus, as is tradition for our concerts, and we'll invite any audience members who have sung or would like to sing, feel comfortable singing that, to come join us up on stage. But we're also going to do a couple of traditional Christmas songs, the First Noel, Carol of the Bells, things that people will really recognize and associate with the season, kind of holiday favorites. We open the concert with some very traditional choral music, but not necessarily holiday music. Then we move into some pop music. So we've got songs by Mumford & Sons and Joni Mitchell and Sarah Bareilles. And then we've got a little bit of Broadway that is in our last set. So it's the audience should expect to hear a lot of different vocal qualities from the choir. We hope that we're kind of giving some different sounds throughout. Not everything should sound the same, and yeah, a wide variety of music. So it really is an exciting program.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it's very eclectic. So, you know, like I said, you go from the traditional to some of the more popular music, and also by some of the more current singers and composers as well. So that's got to be exciting to be able to do, and to be able to have the chorus to do this time around, Brad.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, I mentioned that we're singing in a lot of different styles, so the choir members are getting to explore a lot of different ways to use their voice. You know, not every song should be sung the same way, right? We've got to approach everything a little bit differently. And so we've really talked a lot about that, about the different sounds we're capable of making, and that every sound is a good sound. Every sound has value. May not always be the right sound for every single song, right?
Yeah.
But really exploring the different colors and tones that we can make as a choir. And so hopefully the audience, that will be well conveyed to them, that they're going to hear lots of different sound qualities as we move through these different types of music.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Brad, it looks and sounds like it's going to be a great program that you have come up again for this year. And I don't know how you do it, but you do it every single year, Brad. And my hat's off to you for doing that. Let's remind the listeners once again when the concert is going to be and how people can get tickets for this.
Yep, absolutely. So again, it is Sunday, January 15th at 3 p.m. Concert will be at Herrick Chapel at Adrian College. As far as tickets, it is free, of course, for, I believe, students and seniors. Children and students. Children and students are free. Adults will have to buy a ticket, but you can do that either by talking to any one of the members of the chorus. They can get those tickets for you. You can visit our website. Again, that's lenawaychorus.org. But you can also buy tickets at the door. We certainly appreciate people buying their tickets in advance, but you're welcome to get those at the door, or like I said, by talking to any one of the chorus members, would be happy to get those for you.
And if I understand correctly, doors open a half hour before the actual concert, so that'll be, what, yes. 2:30, right?
That's correct. 2:30, the doors will open. That's yeah. Right.
If you want to get a wonderful array of music for the holidays, as well as hear some great local voices, come to the Lenawee Community Chorus Winter Winds Holiday Concert again Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. at the Adrian College's Herrick Chapel. Brad, thank you so much for joining us here on the program and telling us a little bit more about it, and continued success with the Lenawee Community Chorus.
Hey, thanks so much, Dale. We really appreciate it.
Brad Pearson, the Artistic Director and Conductor of the Lenawee Community Chorus, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.